That's not what you're supposed to do. It's not professional.
Isn't it? Sorry about that.
You're listening to The Dollop on the All Things Comedy Network. Now, this is a bi-weekly American history podcast. Each week, I user, man of coats.
Man.
No hairy lip.
That's a slight.
Dave Anthony reads a story from American history to my friend.
Gareth Reynolds, who has no idea what the topic will be about.
Is the mustache going to stay the whole show?
Oh, yeah. The mustache just got a residency on my lip, Jack.
It's not, your mom doesn't like it.
She doesn't need to like it.
She used
the appropriate
word.
Which is?
Rubbish. She called it rubbish.
Well, then maybe she's not going to be a guest on this show any longer.
You have rubbish lip.
No.
Yeah.
I have a beautiful mustache.
No.
Burt Reynolds. It doesn't. Gareth Reynolds.
All manly
men. The list goes on and on.
All man. Those are manly men.
Yeah, Gareth Reynolds and Burt Reynolds are manly men. Are manly men.
Up until the second one.
Hey.
It, on your face.
What?
It's like someone took a pretty little baby and put a big crazy mustache on it.
I take that as an enormous compliment.
Like,
because
like a baby has been dressed up for Halloween as Magnum P.I.
Yeah, that's and that is an awesome outfit on a baby.
It's not if it's permanent. It's not if the baby thinks it's good and real.
Now I think we're getting into a whole thing about the intelligence of babies, which I don't think is where we want this argument to go.
Babies are
you
smart.
Like it, I like it, my mother likes it, the American people like it. Let's go.
Why don't you shave?
No. It's a non-starter.
Jose.
No.
Just so there's no hair right here, and you guys can go out as like a team.
What is your, what?
It's like a reverse mustache.
It'll affect
for
his
a cat.
Whiskers.
It's a reverse
It'll
mustache
affect
for
his whiskers.
No, you can do it around the whiskers. Just,
really? So you, I mean, you just have no clue what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like you've never looked at a cat.
Take the fucking cat to a groomer. Groomers know how to do a reverse mustache.
Hey, what's up there? I need to get my cat demustached.
It's not demustached. It's a reverse mustache.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Grow
sorry,
up.
Sorry, sorry. Where's the menu? Oh, did you call it the reverse?
Do you know
here?
Anything about fashion?
No.
Lots
not
of,
when it comes
lots
to
of cats
cat
are doing
facial
this. A lot of cats are doing
stylings.
This.
No.
You're listening to The Dollop.
No, we did this. Just play the intro song.
I played the intro.
Yeah, there you go. Jesus God.
And called it, quote, his jam pad.
Jam pad?
I'm the fucking hippo guy!
Dave, okay.
My name's Gary.
My name's Gary.
Wait, is it for fun?
And this is not going to become the Tickling Podcast.
Okay.
This is like anarchy!
On a five-part coefficient.
My room is blank!
Now hit him with the puppy.
You both present sick arguments.
No sleep till hippo!
No sleep till hippo!
Action, partner.
Hi, Gary.
No.
Nicely done, my friend.
No. No.
Rhoda!
Oh, what's happening?
What happened was I went to turn my phone on to turn down the sound, and then my phone turned off, and then it was like, hey, put in your passcode. And it was really a nightmare.
Well, you okay, bud?
No, I'm not okay.
Quite a ride you went on.
I'm not okay.
Quite a ride you went on.
We're brought to you in part by Policy Genius. Look, if someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child or an aging parent or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Life insurance, it gives you peace of mind. So if something happens to you, your loved ones, they're going to have a financial cushion to pay for things like rent, mortgage, loans, education, just everything, daily expenses. And usually life insurance gets more expensive as you age. So it's start a policy soon rather than, you know, waiting on it. So look, head over to policygenius.com and answer a few questions about yourself. And in just a few minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need, and then you compare personalized quotes to find your best price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And they work for you. So Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. So you can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. They don't add on extra fees. They don't sell your info to third parties. So head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. We are brought to you in part by Zen Business. Look, a lot of people right now, the great resignation is on. They're like, they're out of their jobs. They're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want more control over my life. I want a better life. I don't want a boss man telling me what to do. And so a lot of people are starting their own business. Zen Business is very, very helpful. They got an all-in-one platform. It guides you as a new entrepreneur through all the stuff you have to go through to get it going, an LLC or whatever you're going to set up. Got a super easy pricing structure. Starts as low as $49. And then look, they're not going to hit you with a bunch of hidden fees. It's all very straightforward. What they say is what it is. They have a very fast and simple business formation for LLC and other business structures. Worry-free compliance and annual filings. So you can stay in good standing with the state. You can secure an employee ID number so you can open a bank account, hire employees, protect your personal, all that stuff. I wish I had had Zen Business when I started my business. It would have freed up all that time I spent on paperwork and all that stuff so I could have just focused on the business. So look, Zen Business has helped hundreds of thousands of people get their business off the ground by guiding them every step of the way and making it easier to launch a successful business. Get started today for as low as $49 at zenbusiness.com/dollop. That's zenbusiness.com/dollop. What are you eating? What are you eating, Aaron?
Yeah, what's up, bud? Having some snack wells?
Protein bar.
Protein bar.
Protein bar. Did you not eat breakfast?
What's up? Yeah. Skipped a meal?
You skipped a meal?
Nobody's doing that. No, are you in ketosis?
No.
Are you almost in ketosis? Are you on the path to ketosis?
He said no. Oh. He said no. He's not.
One of the things in ketosis is you don't know. Well, the people fast now.
Oh, do they?
People fast now to hit ketosis.
Oh, right. What's hit ketosis?
It's a mental
hit
state.
Ketosis. Ketosis is when your body is humming and your body is peaking and it's using the intermittent fasting and then the nutrients you're adding and the limited diet. It's all of a sudden you're just working like you're supposed to work. You know,
it's when people are starving. They have something that kicks in that allows them to keep surviving for a little bit longer to actually find food as a
ketosis.
Mammal. And so people act like it's a good thing when it's actually
ketosis.
A bad thing. It's like when you're dying of hypothermia, you take off your clothes. It's
That's the diet I do. I'm doing that diet.
Yeah, but you don't have
freeze eating. You don't do freeze eating.
I do freeze eating.
I do freeze eating.
I do a fast and a hypothermia once a year.
I sleep in the snow, and as soon as I'm about to die, I have a banana.
Yeah,
and then I've never looked better.
Yeah,
and I've never had more doctors angry at me.
Yeah. They're not except Dr. Oz. He recommends it.
He just take chia seeds. Boom.
If you want to watch this, this podcast will be up later in the week on the All Things Comedy YouTube page, so you can see how pretty we all are.
Yeah, you can also see Trash Tunes there, which we'll be shooting more of, which is the thing where
more.
We watch old-timey cartoons, and old-timey it's really cartoons. Weird, but people like it.
I love people Trash like Tunes.
It. Mother loves them.
I love it. I think it's really good.
1500s!
Whoa, 1500s.
Squirrels!
What is going on?
That's right. The mustache is appropriate. Squirrels ruled the vast wilderness of North America.
Wow.
Naturalist Ernest Thomas Seton estimated that at the end of the 15th century, when the first Europeans arrived, there could have been 1 billion squirrels.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. They were abundant and ate what they could.
That's a lot of squirrels.
Fuck yeah, it's a lot of squirrels. But life changed for squirrels when European colonists arrived in the 1600s.
That's our people.
Yeah, those are us. Mostly you.
Were they red or gray in those?
We have gray and black at the time.
Gray and black. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But there's a lot of different kinds. So we have the tree squirrels, we have the ground squirrels, and we had flying squirrels.
Sure. Great. Flying. Yep.
And after a while, the white man began to move west and expand from the original 13 colonies. Squirrels, like the Native Americans, found their homeland diminishing.
Mm-hmm.
Before the colonists, there was a balance between human and animal need for land resources for centuries.
Oh, God.
Native Americans cycled the controlled burning of forests and grasslands to perpetuate an abundance of nutrient-rich plants, which in turn supported vast numbers of wildlife.
What changed?
Oh.
Who changed
the natural cycle that was occurring?
Who saw this perfect harmonious system and thought, we've got notes? Tell us the color of this people's skins.
Burning helped to increase the amount of nutrients in the soil so that plants and grasses could grow thicker. And by burning certain areas repeatedly, Native Americans created sections of land that grew thick forests around the perimeter of grasslands. This was known as the edge effect.
Yeah.
So the edge effect promoted the growth of oak trees, which is the squirrel's favorite tree. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
An oak tree and a squirrel, it's like
made for each other. Yeah. Montague and a Montague.
What happened? At the beginning, it was, you said Montague, and then...
Well, I would say the other, but it wouldn't work, because they don't get along. But Montagues and Montagues, there was a lot of incest. Not a lot of people know this, but Juliet's parents, brother and sister.
What?
Huh. Say something, Pam. Hurry.
She's just scared right now.
No, it took me a little while to register.
Thank you.
And then I realized it was Romeo and Juliet.
So basically, Native Americans use the land as providing the soil of fresh nutrients, which help plant life, and then plant-eating animals, mm-hmm, you know, right. And then
everything's flourishing.
That promotes predators,
mm-hmm,
which keeps everything in balance.
It's like there's a circle, circle of life.
When there's more plant-eating animals, then there's more predators. Mm-hmm. When there are fewer plant-eating animals, there's fewer predators. Mm-hmm. It all works in balance, harmonious, respectful, mm-hmm, land use.
Mm-hmm. Let's,
but not the way the Europeans saw things.
Let's have a little fun. Let's change it up a little, huh?
The white man came, saw the land.
What was that noise?
And they saw only one thing: dollar signs,
cha-ching.
Money, cash, capitalism had arrived in America. William Croon, quote, fish, fur, and lumber were assigned high values because of their scarcities in Europe, but were more or less free goods in America.
So literally just immediately turn it into a rummage sale.
That is 100%. Yeah.
Tags on everything.
Yeah.
Everything must go.
Yeah. The Native Americans are like, look at this. We have this perfect system.
Yeah, right. You do have a perfect system. We could make a lot of moolah off
of this. Let's cut those fucking trees down.
Actually, no. Those trees are very important to keep here.
What for?
Well, it's a balance. You see, with those trees, that promotes a lot of the wildlife that comes over here.
Yeah, fur.
They have fur, but we should leave them be.
No, hats.
No.
All I'm hearing you say is the trees help make hats.
Hey, what are you talking to this guy about? How great these hats is going to be?
Hell yeah.
Hey, we should make a hat out of that guy.
Oh, my God.
Is this the start of the middleman?
It might be the middleman's beginning.
So the white man was so excited by the possibility of selling all these things in nature,
sure,
that he didn't actually own.
Right.
That they,
now this is, again, to be clear, a white guy.
Yeah. Okay. These are white guys.
Okay.
That they entirely neglected the harmonious cycle created by the Native Americans. They didn't realize there was so much abundance because of the way Native Americans had worked with the land.
So, but I don't know what they would think. They were just like, we're lucky.
Yeah.
But what a lucky trip we've had. Look at all this.
Shit. This is great. There's a bunch of squirrels here and land and we have guns.
Yeah.
Colonial farmers used the land until the soil was depleted of nutrients, and then they'd move on to a new plot, leaving dead land behind and cutting down new forests to make new land.
So we just turned it into an Airbnb. And we were like, let's do this.
We turned a Four Seasons into a Motel 6.
Right, right.
As the first states were settled, entire forests were cut down for towns and crops of corn and wheat. The way it's supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
And according to some people, airports.
And yeah, airports. Right. There are a lot of airports.
About the right time.
There are a lot of airports.
I think we have about 100 years until they make the first airport, to be fair, man.
Yeah, we're in the early 1700s still.
Yeah,
so we're about 80 years away.
Yeah.
Don't jump the gun so much.
But some people,
we'll get to the airports.
Okay, come on. Get to the point.
Someone had a really good joke, though. They said, that's when LaGuardia was built. Fucking nailed it.
That is true.
Wild animals had to find a new place to live, right? Because the crops and the towns are coming in and they are living in trees and...
Yeah, yes.
But they also found an insane overabundance of corn and wheat fields, right? So the balance is gone. When you're just planting tons of corn and wheat,
mm-hmm,
and you've gotten rid of the trees and the other things, now there's more for the squirrels to eat.
More corn and wheat, you mean, for this?
Yeah, it's just easy.
Right.
Before they have to go forage for food.
Now they got drive-thrus.
Yeah, now there's a drive-thru.
Right.
So for the squirrels, it's like a fucking party.
Yeah. They're not really good at limiting their intake
No,
their caloric intake.
No, squirrels are not.
Squirrels aren't walking around being like, "Are we in ketosis? Where are we at with
they
this?"
They don't. They're not at all in ketosis.
I can't. We're fasting. We're trying to hit ketosis as a squirrel family.
And this all sounds like. Yeah. Squirrels invaded the crops. Their trees were gone, so they took to the crops. Right? They became a notorious enemy of European colonists.
Right.
As pretty much everything is when the colonists come. The people, the
animals. But you create a system where if anything disrupts it, they're enemies.
Yes.
And you have a system that is overtaking everything. So surely, at some point, beings or animals or nature will infringe upon your
because essentially if you're living outside of what nature wants,
yeah,
then you are nature now will, fighting nature.
Yes, you are destroyed. Right. And truly a fight that we will take.
Oh, it's going good
to the mat.
100%.
All right, nature, you think you're going to have the last laugh? You probably will, but we're going to go down hysterically. We're going to go down tweeting on lighting up shoes that have wheels in them.
So instead of figuring out a way to live with the squirrel and other animals like the Native Americans had, the colonists decided the squirrel was the enemy, and it was a pest that needed to be exterminated completely.
Oh, Jesus God.
Now, I'm fairly intelligent, and even if you're not...
He's hitting on us.
Even if you're not, and you see squirrels and just basically what a squirrel is...
Yeah.
And you think, I'm going to exterminate that.
Yes.
That's, like, literally the last thing that are going to be alive are cockroaches and squirrels.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot... They're called squirrels.
Yeah.
Just the name alone. They're squirrely.
Yeah, they're not... It's a hard thing to stamp out, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have squirrels in England?
Oh, yes.
Did they get imported or did you have them?
Well, we never used to have.
What are their accents like?
English.
Oh, okay.
Mm, yeah,
hello. Like,
yeah.
We've got some nuts up here. Fancy a nut.
Where's the nuts, mate?
Do you want a spot?
Where's the nuts?
Where's the nuts, mate? Nut? I don't like them nuts.
We're not eating those nuts. We're in ketosis.
So.
There used to be a lot of red, but now I think they've almost.
Oh, yeah.
And they're gray now.
Oh, the grays are taking over. Here, the blacks are taking over. The black squirrels.
Black squirrels. Black.
Yeah, the way I said that at first.
Oh, in your story.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them in New
York. In your story.
Yeah.
In your story.
But then they got wiped out, but now I think they're coming back.
Okay.
But so you had native red squirrels and now the gray squirrels have
come. When I was young, I don't think I ever remember seeing a gray squirrel.
Really?
And now they're everywhere. You never see a red squirrel.
It's like the white man invasion.
It's
a squirrel version.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
They've squirreled away.
Well, I'm whiter, so I'll be
taking
over.
You know what that means. Yes. You're going to need to evacuate this whole area here. We're going to turn it into a pink berry, obviously.
You redheads need to go.
This will all go.
Yeah, the gingers are being wiped out.
Yes, they're being wiped out.
Oh, man, it's so great. there were so many squirrels that the Virginia House of Burgesses considered laws that would require Virginians to kill squirrels.
What? A law that require? How do you... What?
You have to kill squirrels if that was...
Did you see one? Yes. Did you kill it? No. Well, then we're going to kill you.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes. You must also be eradicated. Amongst the genocide of the squirrels, we're also getting rid of the squirrels, the enablers. Such as yourself.
I just didn't see one.
Well, next time you come back into existence, see one.
What the?
Off with his head!
No!
Yes, slowly, too. Don't guillotine him. Really saw into it. Let's make a lesson out of this.
We will teach
everyone what not to do.
All I did was not see
a
squirrel.
Use the dull end of the saw.
I literally did not see a squirrel.
This man has sex with squirrels!
That's pretty much how arguments went back then. And now, in 1749...
We had a break, though.
Yeah. In 1749, authorities in Pennsylvania offered a 3 pence bounty for each squirrel killed.
Same in England now, right?
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, back then, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be after those.
So they paid out over 8,000 pounds that year, which equals about 640,000 squirrels.
Okay, that's a lot of squirrels.
So many squirrels were killed that, quote, the state was nearly bankrupt.
Wow. It's quite an investment.
There were so many more squirrels out there and more squirrels were coming in dead that
the state had to cut the bounty to 1 pence per squirrel and then finally cut it out completely because they had no money.
So, okay, there's too many fucking squirrels.
No money and no squirrels.
Yeah.
Around the country, entire villages and countrysides would engage in hunts that became known as a squirrel frolic.
That makes me feel like it's like a squirrel orgy.
The winner was the person with the most squirrel tails.
Okay.
Kentucky and Michigan newspapers happily printed up the total number of squirrels killed.
Oh, God.
Oh. In 1790, Virginia passed a law that required every able-bodied man in certain counties to deliver 12 squirrel tails per year to the local justice of the peace. If they did not produce 12 squirrel scalps, they would be fined 3 pence. Well, that was another word they used.
The tail was the scalp.
Law. Yeah.
Right. So if you didn't kill a squirrel a month, what happened to you?
You would get fined 3 pence at the end of the year.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Sure. It's normal. It's just fine. Yeah,
totally normal stuff.
Totally normal stuff.
Yep.
Yep.
In October 1803.
And you know, there would be people like me, too, who would wait the 12 months happily and then, like, with a week left, be like, I got to kill 12 squirrels.
Fuck.
I procrastinated.
Oh, I would totally.
Dude, let me buy a couple tails off you, bro. You got 14.
Well, also.
Hook me up with 2 tails.
Also, what if you didn't have a gun and you had to walk around with, like, a hammer and try to kill them?
Well, I mean, it's probably not a great look. Harry? Not now.
In October 1803, Virginia farmers called upon the army to help them from the squirrels.
Is it getting pathetic? Is this now officially pathetic? Now that it's an Abbott and Costello plot line? Is this now sad?
It's so
We need silly. The army, the Air Force, Navy SEALs, Blackwater.
The squirrels are here.
They needed the new president.
Yeah. Yeah.
Captain Andrew Fulton assembled his militia to defend the
Gentlemen,
crops from hordes of squirrels.
Today we fight the battle of our lives.
Is it the British? What?
No. Not the British.
The Canadians?
No. Smaller.
Spain.
Furrier.
Spain.
Hairier.
Spain.
More nuts.
Oh, Portugal.
No.
Mexico.
Squirrels.
What?
Squirrels.
I'm sorry.
Little baby squirrels. We will eradicate them.
No.
They are vermin.
We will
be done with them.
It's impossible.
We will kill them all.
It's like
And we will have sex with their wives.
No.
Yes.
I don't.
We will marry squirrels.
Are they?
We will take over.
That's not eradication.
From the inside.
Wait.
We will live as squirrels after we've killed the men.
What?
We will live amongst them, pretending to be them. At which point, at the 11th hour, we will turn around and say, "You fools! We were the army the entire time!" Ha-ha!
Yeah.
Now, to shrink ourselves to an 80th of our size.
So... I'm just throwing out there. This is a volunteer militia,
yes.
And I'm going to unvolunteer. You know,
no, please.
I'm not super into being a tiny squirrel fucker. If that's what I'm hearing.
You don't need to have sex with the squirrels. You could have a marriage with one and make it non-sexual, very easily. Gentlemen, we just need to be in marriages with the women.
I don't look. I'm already married. Number one.
That's fine. This is a fake marriage.
Number two.
Surely your wife will understand the mission.
No, I don't think
Let me explain it to this cold-hearted bitch, then.
What?
Your wife doesn't understand.
Okay, so here's something I'm getting from all this. I think that you have a
great
weird
idea.
Sexual deviation.
No, you do.
You're attracted
you
to
do.
Squirrels.
No, you
and
do.
So you're trying to get
no,
us
you do.
All to
Stop
fuck
Stop hitting
squirrels.
Yourself. Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Yeah, you're not in charge. You can't be in charge anymore.
Right. I'm sure some of you think that I'm just 150 squirrels in a man's skin trying to take over your army.
We don't.
That's ludicrous as well.
Are you?
Follow me.
I'll see that movie. Captain Fulton divided his men into hunting parties. And they went out one day, and they killed over 8,300 squirrels.
Which still, but that's like nothing, right?
No, it's absolutely nothing. There's so many squirrels. It's almost like when you shoot a squirrel, 10 squirrels pop out. Like, it's just. Naturalist Ernest Thompson Seton, quote, on Christmas Eve, 1807, the newborn state of Ohio declared war by passing an act providing that county taxes in the state might be paid in squirrel scalps.
Wait, what? He's going to turn it into currency?
So, yeah, I mean, essentially you can pay.
So this is money now. Are we cool? Is anybody feeling weird? Because we're now going to use this as money. This is a five. These are 20s.
Yeah, so you can pay your taxes in squirrel scalps.
Uh-huh, sure.
So
that accountant was like, by the way, I'm done.
That's normal.
Yeah.
So these types of laws spread to other states like Kentucky and Missouri. But man is no match for the squirrel. Naturalist David Godwin, as he traveled through Ohio in 1822, quote, parts of the country appeared to swarm with squirrels, which were so numerous that they might be seen scampering in every direction. The woods and fields might truly be said to be alive with them.
Yeah, they God, are.
I want to be alive at that time.
Yeah.
Just squirrels everywhere.
Yeah, and just the general is like, they are very good.
And can you imagine the squirrels underground?
Yeah. Screw this
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, I'm fucking loving it.
All right, guys. What we should do is run up his pant leg, bite his dick. Let's go.
Yes, that. No, I don't want that.
And they're doing it to him, and he's like,
mm-hmm.
Guys, I think he likes the plan.
No. Keep. We're still fighting.
he tried to touch us.
I'm almost there.
I'm reaching ever so slightly.
He goes
How
on.
How you doing, fam?
I'm fine, thank you.
He goes on. Quote, a farmer who had a large field of Indian corn near the road informed us that notwithstanding the continued exertions of himself and his two sons, he feared he should lose a greater part of his crop in addition to his time and the expensive ammunition used in killing and scaring off the little robbers.
Yeah.
The man and his sons frequently took stations in different parts of the field and killed squirrels until their guns became too dirty any longer to be used with safety, yet they always found, on returning, that the squirrels had mustered as strongly as before.
And keep in mind, the squirrels don't know they're fighting a war.
No, the squirrels are, just like, I'm having squirrels. Wheat!
Yeah, I'm going to eat corn! They're brilliant tacticianers! the swinging door technique! You've done it!
All I do is eat and fuck. What's your war?
Gosh, they've just got the instincts we don't have.
During this journey, we frequently met squirrel shooters heavy laden with this game, in which many instances they had only desisted from slaying from want of ammunition or through mere fatigue.
I mean, that is like, it's amazing, right? I mean, they're just like these, they're just tiring themselves out, just punching body blow after body blow. But the squirrels are just like, there's a lot of us.
I literally cannot think of a worse thing to try to exterminate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
white people. Who are the cockroaches?
Yeah, and the more white men came to America,
ants. It would be harder to get rid of ants.
Yeah, yeah.
You may as well fight a war on ants.
That's right. And the more white men came to America and planted corn and wheat crops, the more squirrels there were, right? So they're just creating their own nightmare. They're just putting out more food and right. going, why do they keep coming?
They like the food. So the squirrels are the groundhog, and we, America, are Bill Murray.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
The squirrels are just, we're all right.
And the Native Americans are just watching going, yeah, we had this all worked out.
Yeah, it was actually really great. We're trying to get rid of them. The squirrels? No, the white man.
So more and more squirrels, farmers started having what they called a barbecue. They would get a bunch of young men together with rifles. They would have a squirrel quota, each man. And the men would also make a wager for who could kill the most squirrels. The farmer would kill and cook a hog for them. Scottish botanist John Bradley, quote, there is plenty of liquor and the frolic ends in shooting at a mark. I have heard of more than 2,000 squirrels being killed at one of these hunts. The squirrels are the greatest enemy of farmers.
Just to be clear, the order is eat, get drunk, then go kill?
It sounds like it, yeah.
Now, my instinct would be.
Ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Go on the mission.
Yeah.
Come back, have a party to celebrate after the mission.
Yeah.
You don't have the party and then go out on the drunk mission.
Maybe you don't know how to party.
Yeah.
That's probably the Scottish way.
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind the Scottish were behind that.
Whiskey.
Yeah. Right, come on, get pissed. Let's go.
Doing a squirrel crawl.
Lose your legs. Then we're going to go kill them. Right, now we're too pissed to bloody what. Let's go finish the thing we started earlier.
What do you mean you've got no legs?
We're going to pick each other out and go get them. It's time for the hunt. And after that, we have a party.
In 1822, the Alexander Herald in Ohio reported, quote, "It is impossible to describe the havoc and destruction of the gray and black squirrels. Whole fields of corn, 5 to 10 acres, are wholly destroyed, not an ear left. In an attempt to save the crops from total destructions, hunters there killed almost 20,000 squirrels in a single week."
Jesus.
But remember, not only are they putting out just like a constant buffet, so it's like Vegas,
yeah, right.
But then... also, like Vegas, they've removed all the predators. There's right. no one attacking squirrels.
Right, right. So they've gotten rid of security, and they kept the casino open.
That's right.
And the squirrels are just in heaven.
Oh, my God. In states, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee, the goal became the total eradication of squirrels.
Quite a goal.
At the same time, the colonists... were pushing Native Americans further west. And as this happened, large colonies of gray squirrels also moved west. Some migrating colonies of gray squirrels during the 1800s were said to be over 100,000 squirrels and covered hundreds of miles.
I mean, just imagine seeing that.
Just
like a herd.
I would just pay... I'd pay so much money to see 100,000 squirrels.
I mean, imagine just like moving. Standing there.
Marching. Huh?
Like an avalanche of squirrels coming at you. Hey, wait. Oh, my God.
And they're like little soldiers.
Yeah, yeah.
In California, the squirrel problem was as bad as anywhere else, except with the added addition that here squirrels carry the bubonic plague.
Mm.
Yeah, they do. Every once in a while, people are like, "A squirrel's got the plague." We're like, "Yeah, well, squirrels have plague here."
Yeah. Okay.
So what? Just shoot him.
Yeah. Yeah. Just shoot. There you go. Wow. Brutal.
She's European. Point that.
So that's what I said with Garfy.
Yeah.
What do you mean, you poorly? I'll shoot you. Little pop gun.
Communities came together to gas and poison squirrels.
They're gassing them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I had done the pictures because there was a great one. Quote, "Everyone helped. The job was finished, followed by a barbecue."
What?
So the community would come out and they'd gas them, yeah.
How would you
gas them? So they're ground squirrels. So you're putting ground and, yeah.
I imagine little masks on them.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, I'm sure they had gas masks.
Put them on, boys.
Yeah, inhale.
They're coming.
Squirrel poisoning crews worked state lands. On March 7th, 1876, the legislature passed an act that allowed localities to create squirrel inspectors.
That is just a great title. What do I do, ma'am? Let's just say I'm a squirrel inspector. I'm out of here. Why? It's a great job. It's got benefits. You don't understand how important my work is.
Squirrel inspectors made sure landowners were killing squirrels on their land.
You guys, you ain't housing any squirrels in the main house, is you?
You got any little fellas around here running around?
Might I trouble you for a glass of milk?
Are you the squirrel inspector or the owner?
That's a reach. That's an Inglourious Bastards reference.
Oh, yeah. Never saw it.
Oh, okay.
I tried. I couldn't get through it.
Okay.
Don't like him.
Okay.
I call that one table talk.
Sure.
What about a movie that's just conversations over a table? What about not? If landowners are not killing squirrels, the squirrel inspector comes. He gives them a deadline to kill their squirrels, and if they don't, then he has the squirrels killed and then charges the owner for how much it costs to have the squirrels.
But how do you know, like, how many, like, squirrels are mobile, so they're, like, they...
Well, he's a squirrel inspector. This is his job.
But he can't, but just like we're saying, like, this is, like, fingers in a dam. Like, they're always going to be there. So you could feasibly be like, yeah, I killed all of them. And then he's like, why are there all these squirrels? You're like, because there's a lot of squirrels here.
Yeah, so there's an issue with the...
Okay. So the squirrel inspector is just a lot of, like, bravado, essentially.
There, I definitely...
Y'all better be killing them.
I definitely read a lot of articles about newspapers, and there were some really, yeah, there were squirrel inspectors that were just like, there's tons of squirrels on this property.
Yeah, there's tons of squirrels everywhere.
And the language that they used to be like, he's allowing squirrels to burrow on his land. And the guy's like, what do you mean allow?
Easy, Jack. I'll handle this.
They're fucking squirrels.
Yeah, see? He's winking towards
I'm not winking. Have you ever tried to kill
a dog whistle? It's a squirrel whistle. That's what this is. It's a squirrel whistle.
I can't kill all the squirrels. Do you know why?
Not with that attitude.
Because they're squirrels.
Yeah, exactly. See? He enables them.
There's no...
You know what we should do?
What?
Get really drunk. Does anyone think that's a viable option?
Mm-hmm. We'll hit him with logs.
Get the whiskey.
So, in California, the squirrel problem was as bad as anywhere else, except with the alligator said. I already did that. So, squirrel inspectors. They come, they kill, blah, blah, blah.
Sure. Are you giving me the tagline for the TV show?
Yeah. In August 1914, World War I broke out across Europe. But the U.S. was looking to stay out. President Wilson said he would remain neutral, and Americans were down with no involvement. They didn't want to. We were like, eh, doesn't seem that great. The public opinion changed after the Germans sunk the British ocean liner Lusitania in 1915. 128 Americans died, and then 2,000 other blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
That's how Americans see it.
Yeah. 128 of us are gone. A lot of other people died. We didn't hear about that part.
There was a threat of an alliance between Germany and Mexico, so Wilson ends up asking Congress for a declaration of war, and we enter the war on April 6th, 1917.
Declaration of war?
War. Yeah, we used to do that.
We used to what?
But, we used to go to Congress and ask them.
Congress?
Yeah, Congress.
So Congress?
Yeah, Congress is this thing who...
And you would say, I declare war, and you would need to have it ratified or something foolish like this?
They would have to
like
approve
this?
It, yeah. So you're not like a king just making a decision.
Oh, as it's opposed actual... to now where you can just fight wars.
What do you mean? We're not fighting a war.
I mean, seven.
No, we don't have, we're not fighting any wars.
No, we are.
No.
Right.
Bombing people is not war.
Sorry, I'm the one who keeps getting caught up on what war is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right, if you just bomb a bunch of countries, that's not war.
Right.
So you don't need a declaration for that because all you're doing is bombing countries.
As opposed to war when you're bombing countries. Right. That's okay. Right. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
The war would entirely change U.S. food infrastructure. In the U.S., the food supply was so plentiful that when the war broke out, we were the biggest supplier of food relief in the world. Aid was sent to France and Belgium. But then when we joined the war, the American primary concern became feeding our own troops. Mm-hmm. And because we're Americans, we wanted to feed them super well.
Wait a goddamn minute.
No, it's not. That's not. Okay. It should be, but it's not where we went.
Okay. How you boys liking that beef?
I mean, we really should have
fed them. A lot of tiny bones in this cow. Ah, don't worry about that.
A typical daily ration for a U.S. infantryman was up to 5,000 calories from a pound of meat, preferably not canned, 20 ounces of potatoes, and 18 ounces of bread. This was 20% more than the French or British could supply their men and way more than the Germans. Because of this, U.S. housewives were told to be patriotic and that they should mind their pantry, keep down food waste, and go without grain.
Okay.
So, quote, the boys over there could be fed, and this led to conservation and the birth of advertising.
Oh, no.
President Wilson, what
a horrible thing.
President Wilson created the U.S. Food Administration. Mining executive Herbert Hoover was made director. Hoover became known as America's food dictator.
Good. Good. That's what we need.
That is good.
It's Gordon Ramsay now.
That's great. Yeah. The USFA fixed the price of wheat, took over rail lines to improve transportation, and prevented food monopolies.
Okay.
And so to push support for the war, Wilson created the Committee on Public Information, which is a propaganda factory.
Okay, good.
CPI cranked out press releases and informational pamphlets.
Uh-huh.
They deployed around 75,000 four-minute men who were public speakers.
Okay.
So these people would show up in parks, churches, social gatherings, vaudeville, theaters, and give quick four-minute lectures.
Okay.
To get people...
Hey, hello, everybody. I'm just here for a quick lecture.
To get people fired up about the war.
Light me at three.
The lectures, like I said, 4 minutes. About 7.5 million speeches were given in a year and a half. Some of them, of course, were about food.
Okay.
Which you love. You love food.
I do. I find it important.
So campaigns were created like Meatless Mondays.
Wow.
Local is best. Eat less wheat.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Very great thought.
I know. When you think about this, you're like, oh, Meatless Mondays? Yeah, we should be doing that now.
Well, actually, you know, I think when we were going to some of those climate change things, the way that they would talk about what is happening, how it has to be a World War II type effort. Like
that's all what they're hands, talking about.
Yeah, like because it does need like it was there were certain times where the country was united for the greater good of the country. Like,
yeah.
That's just something that happened.
Yeah, and that's and exactly that, what when people say we need a World War II type.
Yeah, it's you like need that. The it's thing like, where you're just like all hands on deck. Yeah. Everybody is a part of figuring this out and we are doing it.
That's right.
Period. They are giving all. Will you send them wheat?
Yeah. They're giving this just a poster of soldiers, and it says they're giving their all. Will you send them
wheat? The kitchen is the. She's holding a big key to victory. Eat less bread. Wow.
Yeah. So,
but I mean, now it would be like, less bread, man. Fuck you.
Fuck you, me, mom. Fuck you. I like meat.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is all being done through the U.S. Food Administration. Also, anything German was vilified. Sauerkraut became Liberty cabbage. Hamburgers became Liberty steaks.
Oh, and then we did all that shit again with freedom.
Yeah, of course we did.
We're very good at this.
The CPI cranked out at 1,500 posters and buttons. USFA created so much art that it filled more than $19 million worth of donated advertising space. The main message, quote, food will win the war, waste nothing.
Yeah.
This need to produce food led to fighting an old foe at home.
Oh, no.
The squirrel.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
In the summer of 1917, papers began reporting on the danger of squirrels.
The danger of squirrels.
The Oakland, because I guess it over time it had been forgotten. Because of the advancement in agriculture and everything we were doing. And so the actual threat of squirrels sort of faded away.
Right.
There's still a pest. The farmers still know. But they're like, ugh, okay.
Yeah.
Fucking squirrels.
Right.
An Oakland Tribune article on July 8th read, this is the headline, squirrels are enemies' allies. Danger to food supply.
Are enemies' allies.
So squirrels are working in league with the Germans.
Essentially, they are, right, in conjunction with the Germans coming after us.
Quote, the ravages food. Of the ground squirrel and gophers must be checked. The California ground squirrel stands first today as an undisputed ally of the country's enemies. Every day, he is working most industriously to destroy large quantities of the food products of the state of California.
Okay, so... Let's win this war that we've been unable to win the whole time.
That's right. The article went on to say the farmers were important defenders of the country.
Okay.
Quote, it is an act of defense to prevent the deviation of large quantities of food from the mouth of the soldier to the greedy jaws and sharp teeth of the ground squirrel.
Wow. Greedy jaws. I mean, meanwhile, they're just like, we're squirrels. Greedy jaws. Look at the beady little eyes. We're just squirrels.
I'm a squirrel.
We're squirrels. We're from trees.
I like wheat.
I'm underground now. Look at them. The brilliant planning.
The Germans sent squirrels. They've
we're just
always
squirrels.
Been here. They've always been here.
We're in a tree now. We like nuts.
The article when I was... So the California State Horticultural Commissioner,
sure.
G.H. Heck... announced that pests, mainly the ground squirrel, were destroying anywhere between 5 to 25% of the state's grain crop.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow. 25%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they were like...
They're fucking
genuinely
busy.
Like smoking at this point. Like, you know what? I mean, I got to tell you, I'm pretty much overworking. Like that, I'm done with. I'm retiring at 2. I really am.
So the commissioner said he was enlisting the support of county boards of supervisors and county councils of defense to combat squirrels. Now, there's horticultural commissioners in every county. It's like a
so thing. This is a movement.
It's a movement. This was to be a statewide campaign to eradicate squirrels.
Okay. And again.
1917.
An impossible mission.
Well, you'll see.
No, I have seen.
There's no more squirrels.
No.
No, you haven't seen a squirrel.
No, I have.
Not in your life.
Yes, I have.
The California legislature agreed and passed a law providing for the destruction of squirrels and noxious weeds.
And noxious weeds?
They threw in some weeds.
That guy just showed up. That's right, squirrels and the noxious weeds. Harry, what are you doing? I'm just saying that we got to get rid of these bad weeds.
I didn't get paid by Mansato. What are you talking about?
What? Come
I'm
on.
Just against weeds.
Come when? On. We got to get rid of these squirrels. They're killing everyone. Plus, some people are saying these noxious weeds is a big problem, too. A lot of my constituentes are saying such. Some people are saying the squirrels and the noxious weeds talk. They got a team.
Is that teaming up?
Little jackets made.
The legislature also passed a law against harboring squirrels.
That's the craziest. That's just the craziest. Like, people would, like, you'd just be like, yeah, it's a squirrel. What's it doing in your place? It got in. Ah. So you admit it.
It was a misdemeanor and punishable by a $500 fine or 6 months in jail.
What are you in for? Squirrel? Same. Crazy. Crazy, man. I just fell in love with this little guy. I made a little hat for him, put little gloves on his hands.
They look so great in gloves.
They're awesome. Plus, they're so fat now, you can catch them so easy.
Huge.
It's like grabbing a hair.
My guy can't even, his feet don't even touch the ground.
That's the problem. That's what I was trying to say to the inspector. He can't leave. He can't get through the door. He's too big.
Great little guys.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The Herald quote, "The question now is a matter of whether you will do it or leave it to the official exterminator to do."
I'll do
the
that.
The squirrels must go.
We're squirrels. They still just have no clue. Do you think they've noticed the drop in their numbers? Well, unfortunately, Commander, they are squirrels. We don't know what they're thinking.
Huh? In November, the California Rodent Control Division released a 200-page report titled California Ground Squirrels.
So is this now like in a movie where it's like the police and the FBI show up and it's like, this is our case now?
Yeah.
It's like now you've got like, we're rodent control. You guys can't seem to handle this. Send in the big boys.
And they're doing all this propaganda.
Right. The answer to this is leaflets. We're dropping these all around squirrel communities, letting them know.
A bulletin dealing with the life histories and habits and control of ground squirrels in California. So that's what it was. It's 200 pages. I read some of it. A lot of it's just different kinds of ground squirrels, and then it goes into how to kill them.
You just got
to
read this dense thing before you all right, I think I know every kind.
I know all about squirrels now, man.
All right, now to eradicate them.
It described the many different types of ground squirrels in California, as well as ways to kill them. On November 21st, 1917, the Tulare Advance Register reported cryptically, quote, "County Commissioner Royard of Fresno has discontinued for the time being four squirrel inspectors and a deputy having to do with the squirrel campaign."
Wait, they're done with them?
They fired him.
They fired him?
This is because of certain private interests being advanced at the expense of the county.
We work with Big Squirrel. Hey, what are you guys doing here? Inspector, we just want to have a word with you. Uh-huh. I'm out here trying to find a bunch of squirrels. Well, we've always loved your commitment. That's why I want to talk to you. We represent the squirrels. They're our friends. We're squirrel lawyers. What? How do you get approached by these guys?
I don't know. I couldn't find anything else about it. Hey, Bobby, you working with the squirrels? What's in your pocket?
Huh? Nothing. Just look away, Tim.
Are those squirrels?
No, it's nothing.
Why are your pants moving?
Look, I made a move I had to make for my family.
Are you working for Big Squirrel?
They have great ideas, and they pay unbelievable.
How much do they pay?
The thing they told me, there's no goddamn way we'll ever get rid of all the squirrels.
Come on.
No, so it's stupid.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
We're gonna kill these bastards.
No, we're not.
It's easy.
There's billions.
Wait. No, it's like 800.
You ever heard the term they're breeding like squirrels?
No.
Yeah, well, that's a term.
I don't think it is.
It's a saying.
It's not a word.
A phrase.
It's not either.
Yeah, it is. It's a hip-hop lyric.
There's no such thing.
Look. I gotta go.
Are you a time traveler?
Yes.
What is hip-hop? So In December, it was announced the state was giving $40,000 to Horticultural Commissioner Heck for the extermination of ground squirrels.
Okay.
A plan was then formulated.
Sure. Which we haven't seen yet.
We have not.
No, we have. Like eight times, right?
Yeah, a lot. In March, a convention of state horticultural commissioners was held in Fresno.
Okay.
They discussed and laid out the plans for the squirrel eradication campaign, which was to begin on April 12th, 1918. It would be called Squirrel Week.
Squirrel Week? Still have that in England, don't you, Mom?
Yeah. It's a big celebration. Particularly in my family.
Yeah. What do you guys do?
Someone dresses up like the squirrel. And you do it. You put a bunch of presents and nuts.
Yeah, and we have a tree.
Yeah, you hide them in the tree.
And we have all the squirrel hostages.
Yeah, whoever puts the most cashews in their mouth gets a squirrel pillow.
A squirrel pillow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This all sounds made up.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's all in a stocking.
Yeah.
Has Christmas stocking. I mean, squirrel day stocking.
Yeah, don't mess up.
No, sorry.
So... to show...
oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
This is... no.
To show how behind the plan they were, the commissioners... we'll get there. The commissioners ate stewed Mendocino County cock gopher.
Okay.
The grain-fed gophers were served to show the possibilities of meat supply in the state.
Okay. I was thinking, like, that to me would be...
Right, that's how... that would be a way to convince... that would,
yes, that's a way to propagandize... people but pretty they, easily, but they did like, that a little squirrel
bit.
Burgers.
Yeah, they did that a little bit, but not that. Also, gopher burgers.
It's like a jerky burger.
Commissioner Howard said it tasted like wild duck, and that it was quote not half bad.
Well, and that's the man who's supposed to be lying to you, saying it's not half bad. So it's probably really not good.
So it's half bad.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Yeah,
definitely,
it's bad.
Right. It's not good. Yeah. Though the SF Chronicle reported, quote, liberal portions of beef were served to those who did not like the gopher meat.
Liberal portions, yeah.
Hey, can we get some beef in here? This is shit. This tastes like an animal that's been living in a hole.
Give him more gopher. Here's some gopher. No.
I don't want the head.
I've got a piece of fur in my mouth.
Yeah. These have not been deferred, guys.
Squirrel Week was to be a 7-day squirrel killing competition during which...
oh, here we go.
California children were encouraged to kill off the state's ground squirrels.
Ugh.
Oh, that's terrible.
Ugh.
Newspapers repeatedly declared that squirrels were destroying $30 million worth of crops a year in the state, which is about $550 million today. The patriotism and help in fighting Germany was emphasized.
Of course. I mean, the tie-in's obvious.
Heck, quote, we have enemies here at home more destructive, perhaps, than some of the enemies our boys are fighting in the trenches.
That's absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely right.
I'm talking about squirrels, boys!
That's right. Yeah. Defend.
Sure, your pop's over there getting mustard gassed and whatnot.
Yeah.
But what about the squirrels?
Seems less bad.
Little tiny animals eating little tiny pieces of wheat.
When you put it like that,
and
it really
doesn't
sound
that bad.
Killing
our bread!
Seems like a leap.
And when they kill our bread, what do they kill?
It's been mean what you said about my
your dad in the trenches.
Why is it all about my dad?
Because the squirrels are killing your father, son.
Eat your gopher, boys. Less question, more choo 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 choo.
Tomorrow we'll cook them for you.
All right.
So now even children could fight the Germans. Heck called the kids school soldiers.
That's good. Well, by the way, we're pretty much there again, aren't we?
Yep. He encouraged kids to do their part for Uncle Sam by organizing, quote, a company of soldiers in your class or in your school and destroy the, quote, squirrel army.
Well, what we're looking for are children-based militias. That's not dangerous, right? Let's just do that, and let's arm them.
The state began an anti-squirrel publicity blitz. 34,000 posters were printed up and put up around the state, and 50,000 leaflets were distributed. Heck's call to arms was written in a pamphlet called Kill... the squirrels.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, gosh.
Jesus Christ.
The pamphlets.
It's insane.
The pamphlets cover.
Look at this guy. Look at the guy at the bottom talking to the squirrels.
But the poison. Look at the poison barley.
Yeah, she's got poison barley, like with a child. She's like, no, you can take this poison barley. Okay, ma'am. Yeah.
So the pamphlet's cover illustration included a young woman holding a pail of poison barley, saying to kids around her, quote, children, we must kill the squirrels to save food, but use poisons carefully.
Use poisons to a child. And then below, there's some weird dude with the squirrels. And he goes, and you may have to serve me some of that nice young barley sprouts, which has been poisoned.
Yeah, he's a waiter.
But look at the squirrel with his glasses and his cape.
Yeah, yeah, he's lived a long life off of our land.
The opening sentence in the pamphlet, quote, is there one of our number who would like to be a member of a company made up of American boys and girls fighting to protect our big brother or cousin at the front in Europe? We have enemies here at home, more destructive, perhaps, than some of the enemies our boys are fighting in the trenches.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get the kids. So the kids, you know, they're kids, and there's a war on, and a lot of their dads are off fighting, and so they want to be a part of it. So you're just tugging on this emotional...
Yeah, the manipulation, yeah. But...
there was a recipe to make strychnine laced grain.
Should a child be involved? They just have to be careful. Near that?
They just have to be careful.
Sure.
I took part of it. So 16 quarts of barley, 1 ounce of strychnine, 1 ounce of baking soda, well, there it is. And so on and
there,
so forth.
There it is. First two ingredients really say it all. So you want to do one part strychnine for every 16 parts barley in case you're making a big cake or something.
Fortunately, there was a warning to keep all poison containers and utensils used in preparation and preparing the poison to be plainly labeled and out of reach of irresponsible persons and livestock.
Yes, yes, just like guns and pills.
That's right.
The Great Squirrel Bake Off.
That's right, yes.
Oh, yes. Also, children should be cautioned in the use of poison barley, they said.
Yeah, no, for sure. You go, here's a bunch of poison. Now, guys, don't abuse this.
That's right.
Just go willy-nilly, toss it all over land, trying to kill squirrels.
The pamphlet also described other squirrel-killing methods, like shooting poison gas and drowning them, which they called submarining.
Great. Great. Awesome.
Heck offered $50 to each elementary school whose students killed the most squirrels. Okay. Second place, 30, and third place, 20. And then the same offer went to high schools.
My God.
The pamphlet ended with a warning, quote, remember that poison grain is dangerous to handle and that's be right. careful in using it. Let us make these squirrels less days.
That's right. Don't forget, poison's really poison. Good luck, children. All right, toddlers, you've got your walking orders.
Propaganda was cranked out, just as was for the war effort, right? So you've got this war effort on, and you've got this giant organization made to create propaganda. So they started making anti-squirrel propaganda.
Squirrels, menace the crops, kill them.
That came back to the same page. So they're just cranking out all of these posters that are all about squirrels.
Well, this is probably around the time, right, when they realized the power of, you know, not only influence, but like pamphlets, leaflets and shit like that, where just like all of a sudden, like
pamphlets, posters up, you walk down the street, you see a big poster. Right, yeah. Mr. Farmer, join in the great spring drive now on 30,000 annual losses. And then there's a little picture of a squirrel with a German hat.
With a German helmet on.
Yeah. He's eating up your money. The law says kill him.
It's just nuts.
In the corners of the kill.
I just wish squirrels knew that they won the war.
Yeah.
That they didn't know was on.
They had no idea.
They're prolific today.
In the corners of the kill, the squirrels cover illustration, two squirrels stood at attention wearing Pickenhauben, which were the spiked helmets of the German army. So this became very common, putting squirrels in German army helmets. Another Squirrel League poster showed a Germanic squirrel family wearing spiked helmets and iron crosses. The father squirrel had an upturned mustache, just like Kaiser Wilhelm's.
Oh, my God.
Newspapers got kids all fired up. Here's another one.
Death to squirrel.
Death to the squirrel. The spring drive is on. Millions in food must be saved. The squirrel in time saves killing nine.
A squirrel in time saves killing
I'll
nine?
I'll get to why that is in a sec. Newspapers got kids fired up. The Lompoc Journal wrote excitedly that, quote, all the killing devices of modern warfare will be used in the effort to annihilate the squirrel army, including gas. Wait to be drafted. No. So they're literally, like, there's literally all these men being horribly killed and their lives fucked by mustard gas, and they're using that as
a rationale for gassing the squirrels.
Getting kids excited about it. The four-minute man jumped into the propaganda push and began giving speeches to get the public fired up for the squirrel genocide. Talking points were given to the four-minute men, including the best squirrel is a dead squirrel. Mm-hmm. The Hotel California board bill for ground squirrels in 1917 was $30,000, yet unpaid. The squirrel does not recognize daylight saving. He uses it all.
Just so dumb.
Why hesitate? We can get him. How? Poison him, gas him, drown him, shoot him, trap him, and submarine him. Are you not willing to give your wholehearted support to this statewide movement to kill the squirrel?
Nope.
Also, go out and kill the little ally of the Kaiser. Whose side are you on, squirrel? We're at war.
I just like wheat.
I'm a squirrel.
He's brilliant. He's got such a brilliant military mind.
Meetings were also held in many chambers of commerce around the state. In Salinas, the local horticultural commissioner and a professor discussed squirrels. Farmers were told that spring was the time to kill squirrels before they had their babies. Each female squirrel averaged 8 babies, so killing a female in the spring was as good as killing 9 squirrels.
Right, so a squirrel in time saves killing 9.
There you go.
Slay the mother.
Right.
Slay the mother. And one farmer neglected his squirrel killing duties would undo all the killing efforts of his neighbors.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so turning
neighbor versus neighbor.
Totally. So that's like keeping an eye on each other now. Yeah. You killing your squirrels, Jimmy?
Yeah, why you asking? You keeping yours? Well, I'm worried about you. I ain't seen you killing a bunch of squirrels.
See a lot of squirrels on your property,
buddy. Well, what am I supposed to do? They're probably telling each other, telling squirrels on my side to come over to your side because you're probably feeding them. Right.
You jamming son of a bitch.
You make me sick. You support the Kaiser squirrel. You probably got a bunch of little helmets in there, don't you? You put them on them. Huh?
You shut
your freaking weirdo.
You shut your goddamn
mouth. You shut your goddamn mouth. You're the one who came over here accusing me of holding squirrels. I do is kill squirrels. Moms, too, bro. Killing all the mama squirrels.
You know what I do?
What?
I let them have babies, and then I kill the babies right in front of the mom.
Well, that seems foolhardy because one of the babies could probably get away.
Not from me, motherfucker.
Well, it's still dangerous to do it like that. If you read the pamphlets, they say don't do it like that. Kill a mom right away, but you're waiting months for birth. What are you, some sort of sick bastard?
When did you get a mustache?
Huh?
When did you grow a mustache?
This morning. It's a squirrel.
You know who else has a mustache?
Huh.
Kaiser Will.
Yeah.
You forget about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll see you at 6 p.m.?
Yep.
For pie?
I love pie.
Thank you.
Sometimes you just don't know how to end a sketch.
Mm-hmm.
The children were told to verify their kills by bringing squirrel tails to their schools.
By the way, if you're a counterfeit tail maker, this is the best time.
But some eager kids got the jump early and looked for credit. A week before Squirrel Week was due to begin, Commissioner Heck's office asked kids to stop sending dead squirrel tails to his office.
Oh, wow. Can't imagine that backfiring.
San Francisco Chronicle quote, because of the pronounced odor, which has begun to permeate the offices of the State of Horticulture Commission as a result of the accumulation of ground squirrel tails being sent as evidence, Commissioner Heck issued instructions to county commissioners to receive the tails and bury them.
Right, yeah, right. Instead of having them in his office? That's nice.
But just think how many squirrel tails there were.
Oh, yeah.
Can you picture him sitting at his desk?
Yeah. Just surrounded by tails.
Yeah, with his little face.
Yeah.
Also, why don't they just get rid of him?
Yeah, that makes sense, too. Sure. Either way, however you want to handle it.
He said it would be fine for children to just give the kids credit for tails delivered and send that to his office instead.
Okay.
On April 29th, the day the campaign started, Herbert Hoover told the state's children, quote, understand you are taking up a campaign for the eradication of ground squirrels in California. This has my hearty approval.
Cool. Mr. President, thank you.
And the killing began. The Visalia Times reported that the Rodent Control Division indicated widespread activity among school children. The Chino Champion newspaper said everyone must be involved. Quote, if your neighbor is not doing his duty, report him. This wasn't just the paper saying this. The Kings County Horticulture Commissioner said, quote, anyone knowing of cases where no attempt has been made to kill the squirrels, as has been asked by the government, report him.
That's crazy. And it's also like they probably are like, we're making a dent. No, you're not.
It's like it sounds like how we deal with terrorism.
Yeah. No, we're fighting ghosts.
Totally.
Yeah.
The commissioner said people who don't kill squirrels were, quote, no better than a slacker, and such persons will be dealt with accordingly.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
They will be dealt with.
I'm going to shut the door.
You're very much troubled.
I mean, really? What are you going to
do? I don't know.
So please start. No.
You're going to get a squirrel lecture. All right. Bring in one of the 4-minute fellas.
Okay, sure.
You ready for this, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, I guess. What are you
going to talk? Squirrel loving motherfucker.
So what, he's going to talk for 4 minutes?
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
4 minutes. You think that's going to be easy? It's not going to be easy.
Okay.
He's got squirrel talking points.
Great. I really just am like, I don't think it's going to make a difference. So I'm kind of just going to take a knee on this.
Take a knee?
Yeah. I'm out. I'm not doing it.
Buddy.
Yeah.
We're fighting squirrels here.
Yeah, I understand.
The enemy.
Yeah, it seems a little crazy.
Have you seen the German helmets?
Yeah, I think
so. Squirrels have German helmets.
No,
they started wearing them.
No, I think that's just something that a guy drew.
No.
Yeah.
He drew that based on an actual squirrel sighting.
So someone said they saw a squirrel with a helmet on?
Didn't see it, drew it because he saw it.
8 years old?
What the fuck does that mean?
What, are you a kid? I mean, if you believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you.
People,
you should be out over there with those school kids trying to kill squirrels. You're like a 6-year-old.
Let me just say.
What?
It's your naivete that's going to lose this war.
Yeah, no.
You think we can win the war without killing the squirrels? The allies of the German?
I see. I get that you're conflating things.
They made a pact.
Who did? The Germans and the squirrels?
Yeah, the king squirrel.
Where did they meet?
Wilhelm.
Wilhelm?
He went to the Squirrel Shire.
He went to the Squirrel Shire?
And they had a meeting.
So why don't you just go to the Squirrel Shire and blow it up if there's such a thing?
Oh, you're so fucking stupid.
Dude, I'm not even waiting for this 4-minute guy to show up. Knock when he's here.
I'm the four. This is part of the 4 minutes.
That's brutal.
That's what I thought.
I'll kill some. Just make an end.
So Squirrel Week ended on May 4th. It had been
I like to celebrate year-round. We do in our family. We celebrate Squirrel 100%. Week year-round.
It had been an incredible success.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Children across the state turned in 100,509 tails.
Wow. Okay. Pretty good.
This number was believed to be just a fraction of the total squirrel casualties.
Okay.
Because many were killed by gas in their burrows and then could not be counted.
Sure.
And kids were so into it, after the contest ended, Heck reported that kids' enthusiasm for killing squirrels continued for, quote, an indefinite period.
That's great that they still have a bloodthirst. That's good. That's not a side effect.
Once you get it, once you kill one squirrel, you're like, this is awesome.
Well, once you've just given your kids the green light to go gas animals, you're pretty much being like, the world's your oyster, son.
There really is nothing better than gassing an animal.
No, for sure.
If you've ever done it.
It is here. What?
Proclamation Squirrel Week. I do hereby set aside the week of April 29th to play as Ground Squirrel Week and trust that during that time, the school children and all other persons will do their utmost to relieve the country of all ground squirrel pests. And there's 3 squirrels watching.
Mm-hmm. 3 squirrels are like, huh, that's not a good proclamation.
This is bullshit.
God, there really was a campaign, huh?
Yeah, no, it's really crazy. Oh, yeah, that's the one we just looked at. So, oh, this is the good one. Oh no, that was a different one. So this is the weird thing: is all their campaigns sort of look alike. It's all propaganda posters, whatever. Now we're getting to German stuff. Here it is. Whatever. So there's a lot of art went into this.
Yeah, no, it's important.
Kill the squirrels. Food is needed for our allies.
Yeah.
In June, the winners were announced.
You want to join the army?
Sulphur Banks Grammar School in Lake County won first prize. David Creek Grammar School in Modoc County won second prize. And Delta View Grammar School in Kings County won third.
Also, Squirrel U did it terribly.
Some schools were outed as total failures. In Oxnard, the Oxnard Courier reported that Santa Paula High School reported only 3 squirrels killed.
What were they doing?
They didn't give a shit. They're near the beach.
We thought we were supposed to kill students. No, you idiots. Squirrels. God damn it. How many kids are left? 5. Oh.
The paper reported other high schools in the area had killed none. Quote, the grammar schools were little better.
The grammar schools. So they're like not, 4.
They're not. Yeah, I know. They're not that patriotic.
Oxford. They don't love America.
So it was considered a success. Farmers became more aware of the squirrel menace. Crop yields bounced back in areas cleared out of ground squirrels.
Wow, okay. So it kind of works.
Yeah. Heck congratulated the children for their successful slaughter and patriotic service. He also urged them to take every opportunity in the future not to kill... In the future, not one to kill the squirrel, but other rodents as well.
So feel free to kill any animal really.
Yeah, any rodent. Right. Get on it. Squirrel inspectors remained active. Oakdale Squirrel Inspector Frank Knott said property owners along local canals were not getting rid of the squirrels and that he had to send them notices that if they failed to get rid of them, he would take care of it and the fee he would assess against the property, which now could be sold to pay for squirrel eradication.
You could. Go now.
Ahead. Yes.
Go ahead. Because somebody had not taken... a full-throttle approach to the squirrel genocide.
That's correct.
You could now...
Go ahead.
...sell their home and take that money and use that as financing for the cause?
Yeah, the anti-squirrel cause. You could see...
Where's your home? Well, it's a long story. Bad ending.
Local areas continued to hold children squirrel killing contests, and now there were local contests.
Sure.
During an anti-squirrel campaign in Lassen County later in 1918, one girl brought in 3,780 tails, and a boy brought in 3,770.
What?
An eighth grade...
I mean, they're killing at an adult level.
An eighth grade girl who killed so many squirrels that she was allowed to take part in the essay contest. So there was an essay contest, but the only way to get an essay contest was to... enter it by having enough tails.
Right. So, right. Perfect. Makes sense.
In her essay, she wrote, quote, "The squirrel is about the most destructive animal in California. If you would only stop for a moment and compare a squirrel with a German soldier, you would find them very much alike."
Do you think that, and this is a serious, do you think that the propaganda has worked on this young girl at all? Oh, my God. They were like, what a great essay. Where'd you come up with such a great angle? I don't know, but it's what I feel.
So the squirrel killing continued, and squirrel eradication programs continued until the 40s when they started to wane off. Just not a level where children were turned into,
squirrel murders?
Squirrel massacres. A squirrel is still considered a pest by farmers today.
Sure. Jesus. Do you have any idea about that?
I had no idea. Yeah. None whatsoever.
The amount of squirrels?
Oh, no, none at all. Can't believe it.
I like squirrels.
I do too. Yeah. I heard that people from countries that don't have squirrels get extremely freaked out by them.
Really?
Yeah.
I one time in the Common in Boston, I was just sitting there having lunch and a squirrel just ran up on my knee and just sat there for like 5 minutes just like...
That means people feed it.
You know, it means that I made a friend.
And
by the way, in the Common, that makes sense. But it always amazes me that we can look at population control for any other species of anything besides our own. Like,
yeah.
The idea that we look at any, I mean, there are, like, in Wisconsin where, you know, where we live, like, it would be deer. Like, you'd be like, yeah, you have to keep the deer population down. It's not true.
Yeah.
Like, it is true.
You do.
But
or else they get
there
sick.
Is also this one species of animal that needs to have its population controlled in to the nth degree. And we just sit around, we ignore that. We're like, yeah, but it's like... How, I mean, if you're going to, like, if you're talking, I'll tell you what, you need to start a campaign for children to kill adults. That's what we need, Dave.
They're very old.
Yes.
They're very old people.
Well.
Some excluded.
No. Definitely. No, very old. Definitely me.
No.
Well, like, I mean, modern agriculture is a keeps people alive, but also allows us to keep making people.
Yeah.
And back in the old days, you would have a famine.
Yeah.
And it's same thing with deer. Like, there's too many deer. They have a famine, and it culls the population. Or they get a sickness. There's like a carrying capacity. And
no, but we allow that to take place in any other part of nature except for our own.
That's right.
And it is, yeah. I mean, it's what I call a problem.
Yeah. And now we create pills to keep everybody alive.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there are too many old people.
Well, my grandmother...
Not just old people. There's too many new people, too. There's just too many fucking people.
Let's kill the new people.
Yeah. My grandmother's
not... new.
Yeah, my grandmother's 96, and I went to see her in the hospital, and she's like... I'm done. I just don't. I was like, what do you mean? She goes, I don't want to live anymore. And I go, don't you want to see me have a grandkid? And she goes, I met your wife and guess what? I've seen a bunch of babies and I know how it all goes. Yeah. And that's great. I'm really happy for you. She goes, but I'm just like, I've done this.
Yeah.
And I've done it all. And now I'm in pain a lot. And this isn't a fun life. Mm-hmm. I can't get around.
People, I mean, the level of like, honest to God, at some point we need to bring the Duggars up on a war crime. Like, anyone who's having like teen number, like if your family starts with 20, like if that's the amount of kids you have starts with 20, you need to be submarined.
Yeah,
like a squirrel.
It's really it's bad. And those people are doing it for the reason of...
biblical.
Yeah, biblical
yes,
stuff.
Yes, that's
they
right.
They want to take over.
Oh, the Lord said, cometh in thy wife, until she hath a barren womb. Finish her. More. Stack them. Treat them like pancakes in a belly. Anyway, one on top of the other.
I think the main... moral of this is man keeps trying to conquer nature and it keeps not working.
It's also that story in particular is hilarious because the one side doesn't know there's a war.
That's right.
And they've won.
That's right.
They won. It's not like in the annals of squirrel history, they're like inside a tree, like that was close. They're just like, we're squirrels. We're still squirrels. We've always been squirrels. We eat these. Don't eat those. Those are berries. These are squirrels.
Yeah, we're pretty fucked up.
Yeah. But like then, we keep saying, this will be okay. We are going to be okay. We don't need to do anything differently. Do what you're doing regularly and it'll be fine.
It's so hard for people to wrap their heads around the fact that modern society is structured around not just like the production of carbon in the atmosphere, but our entire... way we are structured, there's soil is dying. Like we don't a soil the way we use it. We're killing the soil.
Yeah.
We're literally not going to be able to feed people in the near future.
Yes,
and it's a big issue. And a lot of that is because what we talked about, just coming in, destroying land, farming it till it's dead, and then moving on. That's why the Amazon is getting knocked down, because you knock down the Amazon, you plant crops, they don't last that long, and you knock down more Amazon.
No, it's not. It's pretty straightforward that precipitation is key, and we are finding every way we can to get fucking rid of it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it'll be good. Anyway, things are fine. Don't worry about it. Yes, we did turn the squirrel story into a climate change talk. Thanks.
We did it.
We did it.